This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
One of the teams that impressed us over the weekend, and they played extremely hard, a team that we look back to get back in the mix in the 2024 season, are the Dillard Panthers. Head coach Demetrius Mincy is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, how you doing? No problem.
I'm doing great. You had to be impressed at how your kids performed over the weekend. I mean, you know, they played well yesterday, especially going in and winning a title for the second straight year. Last year, they won the 9-5-4 title. This year, they won from the 7-5-4. Talk about this team and what you expect, because I see a lot of talent out there. I had a chance to see some of your offensive linemen as well over the last couple of weeks. You guys are building this program back up with a lot of talent and a lot of great coaching. Talk about this program, Coach.
Well, like you just said, we're building it back up. We had a lot of young guys took the field the first time last year, 26 guys, class of 26. So right now, you know, for the next 2 years, I feel like we should be back where we're supposed to be at. The young guys, they were hungry. And, you know, they show up every day. They're ready to work. They ask a lot of questions. So just the fight is in them. It's just understanding football and, you know, being having that experience. So I expect a lot of them guys to show me that they grew and they taking the game to the next level.
Yeah. And I mean, these kids are, and we can see there's a lot of talent out there, a lot of speed. The kids are, you know, looking to step up their game. How about senior leadership? Because I know you know that's important. A lot of kids who've been there, done that, will take a lot of those younger kids, those 27, 26 kids under their wing. How's that senior leadership look?
Well, absolutely. Senior leadership is everything. My quarterback, that starts with him, Nyland Mank. He's been with me since 8th grade, JV. He understands the expectations, the call, what we're looking for. So just from him alone, we got Percy Frederick, my defensive end, another guy that's been around for a while, Harvey F. Fraser, one of my safeties. You got these guys that just been around. They understand the expectations. They've been around a lot of football. They played a lot of big football games. So just from having guys come to the meeting rooms, locked in, focused, putting their phones up, paying attention, they get on them about being there 15 minutes before the meeting starts, things of that nature.
Yeah. I mean, that's important. The average person may not look at that, but discipline is basically everything. I mean, you know, when you take a look at it, it makes the entire structure of the program go a lot more smoother. And, you know, you certainly look back at last year and the kids learned from some of the things that, you know, maybe that they didn't do right and trying to correct them. And, you know, like I said, last year you got an opportunity to at least make a playoff. These kids got a chance to see what a you know, postseason was all about. You know, you started off the season, you know, against pretty good competition. You backed off of nobody. You played Naples. You played Cardinal Gibbons. You had a big, big win over a Miramar team that went three rounds deep. You played Chaminade, obviously. Your schedule was just first class. St. Thomas, which is a team that you played over the last couple of years. Talk about that, because I think that when you play a schedule like that, it only gets your kids better. It gets you better. It gives them a barometer of what they need to do to get better. Talk about you know, what a schedule, a challenging schedule means.
Well, for me, last year going into my first year with a young group of guys, I loved my schedule. Because you want to know what you got. You want to know who you can count on in the big games. You want to see your guys grow. And that was one of the things I was able to look back at the end of the season after going 5-5. My guys grew. I felt like they got better. The game slowed down for them. They stopped paying the name on the front of the jersey like the Seminars and the St. Thomas's. They started saying, hey, we're on varsity, and there's no more 10th grade. There's no more young guys. There's no more time. We have to do it now. So looking forward to this year, hitting the weight room, creating them better study habits. I'm looking forward to this season. I'm super excited about it because all of the guys, I can say, they grew up. That's, a, that's
no doubt. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No. You're good. You're good.
Yeah. Demetrius Mincy joins us. He's the head coach at Dillard. Obviously, you talk about names on the front of jerseys, the history of Dillard and all the great players and coaches that have come through and walked those halls. Is there an understanding for this current team how prestigious it is to wear that blue-silver uniform? Do they understand what it's about? To wear that uniform, the same thing like Isaac Bruce and some of the great football players who've walked those halls, Lorenzo White. Do a lot of those kids kind of grasp, because it's a community-oriented school, and a lot of their families, I'm sure a lot of parents went there as well, or siblings. Talk about that, because I think that there's a lot of programs that are rich in history, and in Broward County, Dillard definitely is one of them.
Well, absolutely. Well, our kids, every morning they ever go in the cafeteria and look up on the wall and see the state championships of when our team was winning them. Also, they have a lot of family members because it's community school, so everybody wears with pride, the blue and the gray. Coach Otis Gray, Coach Terry on the Morgan, Keith Franklin, some of the coaches, Coach Lorenzo Davis, who kind of set that bar. And they understand from the great players like Chris Gamble, Frank Saunders, they know all about the players and the history. And I always challenge the guys of trying to make your own name. And, Coach Lorenzo White, he's been able to pull up to the practice and look at the guys and they get excited about that. So they know about the greats and they want to just add their name to that history.
Nice. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Great seeing you yesterday. Congratulations on, what you guys have accomplished. I know that's just scratching the surface. I know you guys during the offseason are extremely busy going to camps and getting the kids to combines and putting them in 7-on-7s. And spring practice begins next week. I know you're excited about that. Again, thanks so much for taking time on your Monday evening. And we'll catch up with you really soon.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
Good stuff. Coach Demetrius Mincy, the head coach at Dillard High School. And you got to understand that there's a lot of prestige in wearing a uniform like that. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros or active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Head coach Doug Socia, he's the new head coach at Lenoir Ryan University in Hickory, North Carolina. He's next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.